Standing on a stage and pronouncing strange words can be downright emetic. That means it can make you want to throw up. Seventh grader Dominic Ronzerazzo admitted he was nervous, but he managed to spell emetic correctly at the Scripps National Spelling Bee held in Washington, D.C. this week. Out of a field of 273 contestants, one clever kid will emerge as the winner today. With all the obscure words in the dictionary to choose from, we wondered how the competition's organizers decide which words to use. So we asked the competition's official pronouncer, Jacques Bailey.
One category that's near and dear to my heart that I do is called English, Greek, and Latin.
That set is made up of English words derived from each language. For example, the Greek-derived word chronos.
And alongside of that, you've got a Latin-derived word meaning time, like tempus temporis, for temporal, contemporary, contemporaneous. I really love that category because it illustrates something about the English language, and it leads the kids, just by learning these 150 words, to think about what's going on in English and why that might be so.
Other words are chosen individually. A panel of wordsmiths began digging immediately after last year's B for this year's list. Jacques Bailey says figuring out how to rate the words poses a challenge.
Everybody in the room at our editing meetings gives a rating from 1 to 5 of how we think the word compares with the other words that we're working on. And sometimes I'll say 1 and somebody else will say 5. That's pretty rare. And that leads to a rating. It's not perfect.
The level of difficulty, of course, is relative. A piano player will have an easier time, probably, with musical terms than someone who plays tennis.
My ideal word is a word that the parents and the viewers on TV who watch the Bee will say, oh, that's a great word. I'm going to add that to my vocabulary. That's the ideal word.
Jacques Bailey is the official pronouncer at the 78th Annual Scripps Spelling Bee. A champion will be crowned later today.